Mark chapter 9. He said to them, Amen, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God come with power. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were alone by themselves. There he was transfigured in front of them. His clothes became radiant, dazzling white, whiter than anyone on earth could bleach them. And Elijah appeared to them, together with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say because they were terrified. A cloud appeared and overshadowed them, and a voice came from the cloud saying, This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing with one another what this rising from the dead meant. They asked him, Why do the experts in the law say that Elijah must come first? He said to them, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why was it also written about the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be rejected? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they wanted, just as it was written about him. When they returned to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and some experts in the law were arguing with them. As soon as the people in the crowd saw Jesus, they were very excited and ran to greet him. He asked them, What are you arguing about with them? One man from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought you my son, who has a spirit that makes him unable to speak. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they could not. O unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, How long will I be with you? How long will I put up with you? Bring him to me. They brought the boy to Jesus. As soon as the spirit saw him, it threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell on the ground, rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, How long has this been happening to him? From childhood, he said, It has often thrown him into the fire and into the water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can, Jesus said to him, all things are possible for the one who believes. The child's father immediately cried out and said with tears, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief. When Jesus saw that a crowd was quickly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit. You mute and deaf spirit, he said, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit screamed, shook the boy violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many of them said, He's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him up, and he stood up. When Jesus went into a house, his disciples asked him privately, Why were we not able to drive it out? He said to them, This kind cannot be driven out except by prayer and fasting.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.